Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently living in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after every episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 22, Suffering from Depression. I've gone back and forth trying to convince myself that I was going to record this episode. And as my podcast is all about business, which I'm getting into the I Chose This Life series, luxury travel, which I'm diving into after that, and life in general, I figured I always say that I need to be the voice for others that are afraid to speak up or are suffering from things and need some help or know that they're not alone. So I decided I'm just going to record this podcast because I always say, again, you only live once. And if I can help at least one other person out there that's going through something, then I know that I'm doing something right. So yesterday, I was talking to a friend actually last night, and I was telling her how depressed I was all day. And when I talk about being depressed, I'm not just saying like I'm having a bad day, like I'm literally suffering from depression. And I never thought that I would be in a place like this. And my normal self is like running around like a lunatic and then like being happy and bubbly and like I have a big personality and a sense of humor, and these are just things that like people would describe me as, like a go-getter and things like that. And it wasn't until I got sick with this autoimmune disease that it really started taking a toll on me. And I have anxiety, and I want to say that I started getting anxiety from my thyroid medication. So I was taking, so then I had to be put on anxiety medication because I'm taking a pill to help my thyroid. So I have to take a pill because I'm taking a pill, which in my mind is like ridiculous, but that's just what I had to do. And I was on like a super low dose. My friends that are on heavy anxiety meds didn't even know what I was on because it's just like unheard of. Like it's super low dose. And then it wasn't until I got sick with my NMO disease a year ago that I got more anxiety because I didn't know what was going on, and just the whole stress and literally becoming my own advocate and basically like a research Nazi and like joining the medical field without a choice and without any pay to figure out what the heck was wrong with me. Obviously that's going to give you anxiety. So then I was taking something else that's actually for anxiety that's a bit stronger, and it helped me out. So like I wouldn't get chest pains and be out of breath and if you have anxiety, if you've ever had an anxiety attack or a panic attack, and I had a panic attack before I got my chemo a couple weeks ago, and it felt like somebody was stabbing me. So those of you who are listening that have anxiety or have ever had a panic attack, it is not a fun situation. And the only way I can describe it to those of you who've never experienced it, it's different for everyone, but you can just like feel like you're having a heart attack, you'll just cry, or it literally feels like somebody's stabbing you and you can't breathe. I had to get hooked up to an oxygen machine and a mask and all this stuff. It was not a fun time. And I was just thinking about a lot of stuff and talking to somebody before about a lot of situations that are going on in my life that like stressed me out, but I'm really good at putting things away, like in the back of my mind. And I think that's what gave me the anxiety and the panic. And also, my chemo doctor said to, you know, relax, like we wouldn't be giving you this treatment every week if you didn't need it. And, you know, your blood levels are coming back perfect and it's working and you just need to take a deep breath. So I was like, okay, well, they gave me some extra, I don't know what it was, in my IV to like help me calm down. But when they had to wheel out that oxygen mask and oxygen tank, it scared the heck out of me. But I had like a full-blown panic attack there. I couldn't breathe. It was awful. So I've had anxiety and it hasn't been that bad until recently, just because I'm dealing with all these health issues. And then it stresses me out because I can't work like I used to. And that's even more annoying because obviously the happy workaholic, I've always been a happy workaholic and work like 60, 80, 90 hours a week. And that was like my norm of a week's work. And people may think that's crazy, but that I've just been in careers and jobs that was the norm. So that was like, that's like what I'm used to. So if I were to work like 20, 30 hours a week, I would go insane. So I kind of wanted to start off by talking about anxiety, but suffering from depression, I've actually, like, until I got diagnosed with this disease, it hasn't really like set in. And I've had friends that have suffered tremendously from depression, where they couldn't get out of bed. Everything had to be dark. They have like the worst migraines. They just cry. They don't even know why they're crying. They don't even know what triggers it. They're just like severely depressed, and they would go through waves. And it's just so like weird to watch, because like you can't like comprehend like how this happens to somebody, or like what's triggering it, or you try to like console them and talk to them and, you know, ask them questions, but then sometimes that like upsets them and you don't want to like be the one that triggers them to be even more depressed. And some people, you know, they'll be on medication, or they'll do like the CBD route, or smoke, or eat edibles, or go to therapy, or, you know, use essential oils, like a homeopathic route. And it's really up to the person and how they feel, and how, like, their doctors, and just like how you feel as a like everyday person, what you think would help you kind of stay like level every day and be like your happiest self. So, as I said, like, I've had friends that have gone through this before, and I just like couldn't comprehend like what the heck is like, how can you sit in bed all day? Like, I feel so sorry for them, and I'm just like, how can I help you? Like, what is like triggering this? Like, how can I make you happier? And they would always say like, it's just like, I'm just like this. Like, I can't like really explain it, or I just like can't get up. And some of my friends would like call out of work a lot, and I'm like, oh my God, like seriously, like you really can't get up and go to work? Like, I couldn't like comprehend it, because I've just never had anything like that happen to me before. And it wasn't until recently that I first want to start off by saying that I was taking 12 pills a day for all these things that are related to my NMO disease. And it's almost a week. I've been off steroids. Wait, is it a week or 2 weeks? I don't even know. My memory is so bad. I probably should have like written some notes. Oh my God, I can't even talk. Written some notes for this podcast, which I usually do. But honestly, I just wanted to like tell you my real story. Which you can kind of tell by my voice, I'm kind of nervous, but I just said, F it, I'm going to do this podcast about depression today and just tell you like my honest truth, because like I said, if I can help one other person
then it makes me feel better, and it makes me, like, it just, I just want to be able to help other people is basically what I'm saying. So anyway,
it wasn't until, okay, so it's a week or 2 weeks. No, it's a week that I've been off steroids and another heavy medication that I was taking for my nerves, not being nervous, but like my nerve damage, which my disease causes. And can I just tell you that if you've ever come off drugs, like medications that your doctor has prescribed, the withdrawals are 10 times worse than being on them. I can't even explain to you how many hours I've had to sleep, how bad my body hurts. My face is finally deflating, so that's a plus, being off steroids. I'm still kind of craving, like, weird things. Last night I had Domino's, and that was, like, the best thing ever. Because I also got the lava cake, because I'm like, if I'm going to order pizza, like, I might as well have dessert, right? So that was delicious. And then I had wine, which made me feel a lot good. I mean, oh my God, my grandma, I can't even speak today because I'm so nervous talking about this and like explaining to the world like I suffer from depression. It was so good, my wine. It was delicious, some Pinot Noir. So anyway, I was telling my friend last night that I could not get out of bed yesterday. And I can finally say I understand what all of my friends used to tell me and how they would describe, like, how they felt. And I have the worst case of depression, and I know it's from coming off these, like, heavy drugs, and it's making it worse. The withdrawals are making everything worse, and I'm having the worst pains, like, all over my body, in my joints. It feels like I've been run over by a truck, in my joints, in my arms, my back, my legs, everything. And if I touch my arm or my leg, it feels completely bruised. But that's kind of like off topic. That's just like another withdrawal symptom that I get from not being on steroids, which thank God I can finally be off of. But my God, the withdrawals are like the worst. And it's only been a week, and other NMO patients are telling me it's like months. And I'm like, I cannot live like this. So yesterday on my to-do list, you know, as a business coach, I always want to up my game. I always want to do trainings, and just, I'm like a thirst. I have a thirst for like learning more. And like my goal for this month was to up my Pinterest game, because I'm just getting so much traffic from Pinterest to my website. So I really want to focus on Pinterest for me personally this month, and like really dissect it as a business and how I can maximize it the most. And so I was listening to this webinar, and it was giving me all these ideas and what I wanted to do with like other business coaching programs I have. So typical me, I'm like writing in my planner, take out my post-its, and I'm writing everything down. And my normal, like before I was sick self, would have literally built a website like that day and been up to like 2 a.m. because I just like whenever I have an idea, I can't wait. I'm like so excited. And if you listen to any of my other podcasts, like episodes, I always say like I'm so excited, and I would work like so fast, and like I need to learn how to slow down, which is obviously what this podcast is about. And yesterday I learned how to slow down because I couldn't do anything. I wrote everything down, and I was actually looking at my list of podcast topics that people have sent me and ones that I wanted to record, and I'm just staring at them, and I have like zero creative and like energy or like creativity left in my body, which like is impossible. Like I went to art school half my life. I was a makeup artist for 16 years. I designed websites. Like I just have that creative gene installed like in my body. Like for me not to be able to create something, I was just like so upset. Like nothing was coming out of me. Like I couldn't even, like normally when I want to design a website, I was telling my friend this last night, I draw it out and like how I visualize it. And then I go on my computer and I design it and I build it and that's it. And that's just like my own personal way. Like I always have to write everything out in my planner. So when I build a website, I always have to like draw it first on a piece of paper and then design it. So normally I would do that. And yesterday I couldn't do anything. So my morning started with, I needed to strip my sheets and wash all my bedding. And it was just like the day I wanted to do that. So I did that. Everything's out of the dryer. I mean, I even washed my duvet, which is like the biggest pain in the ass to unzip and do all of that. If you look at my Instagram stories today, you'll see. And I get like flashbacks from being a yachtie. And if you don't know what a yachtie is, it's somebody that works on a yacht. Because I had to put these like $5,000 white down comforter duvets together like every day. And if it was in rough seas, it like, oh, it was awful. Anyway, so back to my story. Yesterday, I washed my sheets. I did my linen. I came back in my room. I literally slept and watched Hulu like all day. In between, I tried to do like some projects, but I literally didn't care about anything. Like, I could not even, like, lie down on my right side, lie down on my left side. I had to lie down on my back because I was in so much pain from not being on steroids that I had to take a painkiller, which I hate taking. But it made the pain go away, thank God, because I literally couldn't, like, even lie down and be comfortable. It was just so painful. But I was so depressed. And it was, like, everything was, like, falling apart on me. I had to shut my blinds, and I never, ever do that. Like, I need sunshine. I open them right away. I need to, like, be outside. If I don't have vitamin D and sunshine in my life every day, like, I'll go nuts. Like, I hate dark, gloomy places. And yesterday, the blinds were shut. I was, like, praying for a thunderstorm, which came later in the afternoon. I mean, I am in Vegas. It's, like, monsoon season, so we get those in the afternoon. We just had one earlier. And, of course, now the sun's out. And I could not get out of bed. I couldn't even make my bed. And if you've seen anything else I post on Instagram or Facebook, I'm always preaching, like, if you make your bed every morning, you'll have, like, the best day ever. And I have to make my bed every single morning. Like, I can never leave the house without making my bed. It's just, like, a great start to your morning. And I'm, like, super OCD in the morning. Like, I could never leave a dirty kitchen. I could never leave, like, laundry lying around. Like, that's obviously part of work from working on yachts. Like, everything has to be in tip-top, like, perfect presentation. Like, it just has to be perfect before, like, guests would come on board. So when I leave the house, I feel like guests are coming. And, like, everything has to be, like, perfect and, like, cleaned up. It's so weird. But, like, that's just still, like, embedded in me. And that's just how I still live, so I always have to have my bed made and everything cleaned up before I leave. So for me not to even, like, I literally couldn't even put on the fitted sheet. It was just too much of everything. And yesterday was one of those days I was, like, completely depressed. I started thinking about my disease. I started thinking about, because of course when you're sad and depressed, like, you can't think positive thoughts. I mean, why would you do that? You think, like, the worst thing. So I'm thinking about, like, all my friends that are in Florida and all my friends I've worked with on cruise ships and yachts, and I'm messaging every single one of them, texting all of them, like, to make sure that they're safe because of Irma, Hurricane Irma, and Jose, and whoever, whatever else, whatever the other hurricane is, and just, like, making sure that they're okay because I was worried about them. And then I was thinking about just where I wanted to be, like, career-wise right now, which I can't because of this lovely NMO disease I have. And I should be turning it into, like, a positive. Like, look how far I've come in a year. Like, people that I've spoken to that have this disease in this Facebook group, which there's a few of that I talk to, a lot of patients that have my disease, it's taken them years. Like, one person said it took, like, 10 years to get a diagnosis. And mine was less than a year. And I'm so lucky because I fought and fought and fought and fought. Like, I should be giving myself, like, a pat on the back. But instead, I'm like, I can't believe I have this. Like, why is this happening to me? I'm so sad. I'm so depressed. I'm away from family. Like, my best friends are across the country. Like, we FaceTime all the time, but it's like, I just wish that I could, like, give them a hug or, like, cry or, and, like, go get pizza with them. And, like, it's just, like, I always think of, like, the worst possible things when I'm already in, like, the worst. It's not even in, like, I'm in a bad mood. It's, like, I'm literally depressed. And I realize that there's so many people out there that are suffering from depression. And it's not even, it's, like, some people, like, I feel, do it to themselves. And then some people can't help it. And I've never felt like that before. Yesterday was all time the worst. So I was talking to my friend last night, and I'm like, I literally was staring at my planner, looking at all these projects I wanted to do, and nothing was like coming out of me that was like creative. Like, I couldn't even comprehend like what I wrote down. And I'm just like, and then I get frustrated because I can't physically do or work how I used to work before. And it's so effing frustrating for me because it's very hard when your mentality, like the way that you've lived for so long, and this I guess will go for anything, and all of a sudden you have to stop and switch. Like, that is a serious mind game that you don't want to play. Like, it's just not a fun time, and it's so hard, and I'm struggling with it so much lately this week. And I think it's because of these withdrawals. Like, I said this to somebody the other day, like, I know I'm on a lot of heavy medication because I need to be for this disease, but you don't realize how strong these pills really are until you stop taking them. I've never had such migraines in my life. I've never had such, like, depressing thoughts. I've never had so much body pain, like, all over body pain in my life. The headaches were just, like, unbearable. It first was in my eyelids, and then it went into the back of my head. And all these things I'm having are just from all these problems and depression. It's coming from being off of these drugs and having this disease. It's like, I'm always like the most positive person. Well, I try to be, but here I go with the hiccups. I get the hiccups every show. By the way, if you haven't heard any previous podcasts of mine, this is actually, hiccups are a symptom of this NMO disease that I have. And that's actually how some people get diagnosed, is because they have these like crazy hiccups for like ever. And then they end up finding after all the tests that they have NMO, which is so weird because thinking back, like, I've always had hiccups, but like never thought twice about it. And I've realized now when I'm talking for a long time, like I am now, that's when they come out. It's so crazy. Anyway, so back to suffering from depression. Like, some of my friends know that I'm going through this, but now I just feel like if I'm going to be talking about my life and this is going to be like a real podcast, I might as well just come out and say, like, I'm suffering from depression. And it's not a fun time. And it's not like every day I want to like hide under the covers. It just like happens. Like yesterday, I had so many things I wanted to do. I wanted to finally go for a walk for the first time, like a long walk. I thought maybe I would have the energy. And sure enough, like, it's like my world came crashing down. And I had no idea that was going to happen. It just like happens. And you just need to like learn how to deal with it. So I guess that's my 2 cents about how I'm suffering from depression and how I'm trying to, now I want to put a positive spin on it. So if there is one. So the way that I go about it is that I try to meditate and I try to just be around positive people. I journal every single day, but I'm also doing a 30-day inspiration journaling project in my Style Your Mind workbook that Kara Alwell Labo wrote, which is amazing. If you don't have it, it's on Amazon. She wrote, she's a best-selling author. She wrote Girl Code, and she owns the Champagne Diet blog, and you've probably heard of her. She's amazing. But that is an additional journaling challenge that I'm doing this month, just because I know I need like an extra like oomph into my month, because it's just like these withdrawals are kicking my butt. And every month I put up my vision boards and my cork boards and I write in my planner, and I get so annoyed when I can't like cross off tasks that I have to push to the next day. And I realize like I really need to learn how to slow down, like I say in the beginning of the podcast. And life's too short to worry about like these stupid little things that I've like created for myself. But that's just like my mindset, and that's just how I've always worked, and that's how I've always put together like projects and events and everything. And now I know I have to just do it differently and not get so upset, because if I'm upset, then that can like trigger something and lead to a very depressing day like I had yesterday, and it's just not a fun time. So by journaling and meditating and just being around positive people, that really helps me. And then I just want to say, talking to people online, sometimes your friends and family like just don't get it. And it's okay, because there's so many other people that you're going to meet online, whether it was like 20 years ago or like just last week, that get it. They've lived in your shoes. They're going through the same situation. Like, don't get so down on yourself and hard on, like, don't be so hard on yourself, because like people around you just don't get it. You need to be around people that do. And this morning I woke up, and Kara Alwaleba, she has a group called Slay Baby Collective and Slay Baby Bosses on Facebook. So if you're not part of them, you should totally join, because I've met so many inspirational ladies on there in both of those groups. And one of them owns a website called Bubbles and Bones. And she wrote like the most, like the nicest thing about me on her blog today, and then like tagged me on Facebook and Instagram. And it's just stuff like that. Like, you know, you work online for a reason, or you're networking with people online for a reason, and you need to like find your own tribe. Like, everybody's like, find your tribe or find your community, or find, you know, just find others that just get you and will support you and laugh with you and cry with you. And it's so insane these days how you can find those people online in groups and like not in person. Like, it's just so crazy to me, but that's just like the world we live in. But they're so inspiring and motivating, like I said. And Stephanie, who owns Bubbles and Bones, like, thank you so much if you listen to this, because you seriously, I'm like, you made me cry. You made my day. I woke up to that. And so having like the worst day ever yesterday, like so depressed and just like thinking like the worst things ever and trying to be so positive, I woke up to that. So it's like the universe has your back, just like Gabby Bernstein always says. Like, it really does. Like, it knew that I needed a little pick-me-up, and there it was on her blog. Like, I'm so appreciative, and that seriously like made me cry this morning. And I was like, you know what? Today is a new day. I'm making my damn bed. I put my duvet on. Sweat, my arms hurt. But I did it. And today is a new day. I'm getting a bunch of stuff done and crossing them off my list, and it's a lot better than yesterday. And you just don't know when you're gonna have another day like that, and you always need to live each day like it's your last. And I know it kind of sounds like sad saying that, but you just never know. And with everything going on in the world right now, and if you're going through anything health related, then you definitely understand like the meaning, like what I'm getting at when I say that. Like, I'm not saying it to be, you know, depressing or anything, but it's just the truth. So, I hope that you got something out of today's show about me talking about how I suffer from depression. And I know that a lot of people, don't want that out there, but you know what? I'm just keeping it real. And I was kind of nervous about putting this one out there, but it's just what I'm going through. And if I'm not honest about that, and like I'm a real person, then like what's the point of doing this show? Because it's about my life as well. So that's just what my life was like yesterday, and today it's better, and tomorrow who knows what it can be. But you just need to live each day to the fullest, like it's your last, and be as positive as you can. And if you are suffering from anxiety or depression, and need medical help, then get it. And if you need somebody to talk to, then find a therapist or friends online or a community, and it will honestly help you. And that's actually one of the reasons why I put together, when I first got sick, and I was finding all these people online, I just knew that I needed to create something for myself so that I could try to help as many people out there that were suffering from other things or like going through anything in life that just like they needed to talk to somebody about. And I'm definitely not a therapist, but I am human and I am a person, and it's just talking to another one will honestly like cheer you up for the day. And that's why I started the Just For Us community, which is on Facebook. And I have it as a page and a group, and I've talked about this before. The page is if you want to be public and post a video of what you're going through. And a lot of people want to be private, so that's why I have the private Facebook group. And eventually I want to turn it into a nonprofit organization. So if you go to justforuscommunity.org, you'll actually be brought to my website, and you can click the links to join the page or the Just For Us community Facebook group. And in there, I always post a lot of happiness quotes. We play this game about this happiness book I have. And I just want to keep it like a positive, happy community. And it's for anybody that's going through anything health, heartache, or health-related heartache, or in need of some happiness. That's what I wrote when I was creating it. So that's why I put that community together. So if you are suffering from anxiety or depression or anything in general and just want a community to be able to voice your frustrations or ask questions or get some positive feedback from others. We've definitely talked about anxiety before in the group, and a lot of people have, you'd be surprised how many people have anxiety and depression and just don't talk about it. And it could be your everyday person you see and that you have no idea. Like, a lot of people keep things hidden, but I feel like if you talk about it, it just makes you feel better. So that's another reason why I decided, you know what, I'm not going to do any of the shows that are listed that I've been writing down. Today, I'm going to talk about my life and what's real and what's like really going on. And yesterday was a prime example. So that's why I'm talking about suffering from depression as well as anxiety and what you can do to put a positive spin on it, what groups you can join online. And that's basically it. So like I said, if you ever need a group to join, feel free to join the Just For Us community. .org, and then you'll, like I said, be brought to the Facebook page and groups. But the Facebook group is where there's more discussions and conversations, and it's a private group, so nobody on your Facebook page is going to know what you're talking about. So if you are someone that's like keeping it private and want to meet others online and kind of get their two cents, and that's definitely the group that you'd want to be a part of. And there are so many other groups online too. But I'm just keeping it real on this Friday afternoon. The thunderstorms are finally gone, I think, in Vegas. And the sun is now out, so that makes me feel a lot better. I'm going to try to at least go for like a walk around the corner. That's like my mission today, because I know that will make me feel better. And maybe my body pains go away. That's like my goal for the day. But like I said, I just wanted to keep this one real and talk about like what's really going on in my life. And I'm suffering from depression, and I'm not the only one. And I just wanted to give you my story, share my story, so that you know that you're not alone and that there's so many other people out there that are going through this. So like I said, if you need a community to join, you can just visit justforuscommunity.org and ask away any questions that you have to myself or anyone in the group. And that's it for today. Until next time, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKinVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@kellyannegorman.com or visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.